Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
So today we have a dialogue for you guys about books, books, books. So Connor, what kind of books do you like?
Oh, books. Well, we're going to talk about different kinds of books, and that's actually the title of the lesson. What books do you like? So we have a dialogue between Josh and Tanya.
All right, and these two are talking about what kind of books that they like to read. So let's take a listen.
Okay.
Hey, Tanya, is that a paperback book you're reading?
Yeah, I like the feel of real books, and I can't stand staring at a Kindle or any e-reader.
Oh, really? I can relate, but I love having all my books with me wherever I go.
What books have you read recently?
Oh, I've got a couple self-help books and a Finance for Dummies book.
I'm more of a fiction person. I tore through every Harry Potter book in a single sitting.
I hear ya. I do enjoy a sci-fi novel once in a while, but I generally read nonfiction.
Yeah, although I just read Anne Frank's biography because it was on the bestseller list.
Oh, I read that too. It was so riveting I couldn't put it down.
Totally. Some memoirs are a struggle to finish.
Yeah, lots of them aren't exactly page-turners.
So we just heard the dialogue between Josh and Tanya, and Josh is looking at Tanya. She's reading something. He asks her, is that a paperback book you're reading?
So paperback, you guys can probably imagine a paperback book is a book with a soft cover.
Right, so you can also say soft cover. I grew up saying paperback. It's just, it's not hard. It's soft. You can bend it.
Yeah, so the paperback books are kind of soft and light and bendy, and these are not like the hardcover books.
Right, and that's the opposite, hardcover books. Those are bigger, and they're more expensive too, aren't they?
They are. I actually like the hardcover books, but I just never want to carry them around.
Yeah, they're hard to carry around. But, you know, Tanya doesn't mind that. She likes the feeling of real books. She can't stand staring at a Kindle or any e-reader.
So staring is kind of like looking at something for a really long time.
Yeah, stop staring at me. You're making me uncomfortable. So we often use this, you know, staring at a person. But these days with all of the computer screens and smartphone screens that we have, often we use this word staring. Humans are staring at screens for hours and hours a day.
Especially you can imagine small children. Once you put a TV in front of them, they will never look away.
Yeah, they're staring at it. And in this case, she doesn't like staring at a Kindle or an e-reader. So what are those?
Sure, okay, sure. So first of all, e-reader. An e-reader is an electronic device for reading. In other words, it is an reading tablet.
Right, so it's like an iPad, but it's only for reading. And the screen is actually, it's a different kind of screen.
Yeah, so it's usually kind of a black and white screen, or kind of gray, I should say.
And the battery lasts for a very long time.
And the Kindle is kind of Amazon's version of an e-reader.
Right, yeah. And this is, Amazon really became famous for this Kindle. It's made by Amazon. You can buy books, electronic books, e-books on Amazon and use their Kindle.
Yeah, so I was actually thinking of buying a Kindle, but I'm just not sure what kind. So there's so many different kind of e-readers out there these days. So let us know which ones you guys use.
Yeah, for sure. And so Josh, he understands. So he says, I can relate.
Yeah, so relating means that you kind of understand and you can kind of connect to this.
Yeah, because relate is like the word relationship, which is about a connection. So if you say I can relate, it just means, oh yeah, I understand. I understand your situation.
Yeah, so you could also relate to a character in a novel.
Oh, for sure, you can relate if you have a connection to that character. So Josh, he likes to have his books with him wherever he goes, so he likes the Kindle, he likes the e-reader, the electronic version.
And Tanya wants to know exactly what books that he's been reading. So she says, what books have you read recently?
Right. And we often use have you read instead of did you read. Did you read is fine, but often it's like when a book comes out, a new book comes out, like Harry Potter. We'll talk about that. You say, hey, have you read the new Harry Potter book?
So something to just remember is that when you see the word recently, you usually see the present perfect.
Exactly. That's a good point for sure.
And what has Josh been reading? Well, it seems that he's been reading a couple of self-help books.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So self-help, the first self-help book was, I think, like 80 years ago. And it's for helping yourself by yourself, right?
Exactly. So it's about improving yourself. It could be about
your quality of life, your health often.
Yeah, or even about improving your finances.
Oh, for sure. And so he's got this Finance for Dummies book.
Exactly. So for dummies, just kind of means maybe someone who is not that intelligent.
Right. Basically, a dummy is an idiot. It's funny because these books came out. It's a For Dummies series of books. It's a big company now. So it's kind of funny. It's like if you don't know anything about finance, you can buy Finance for Dummies.
You could also find a book, let's say, for cooking for dummies.
Yeah, they have absolutely everything. You can learn Spanish or French for dummies. If you see somebody carrying a yellow book, they're always yellow. And it's become a huge company now. They're all for dummies. So any subject at all for dummies.
Yeah, so these are foolproof, meaning anyone can learn them.
That's right. And even if you have one, you're not an idiot. It's kind of a joke. I'm a dummy, but I have this book because I want to learn.
So don't be embarrassed about buying one.
Exactly.
All right, but Tanya's a little different here. She prefers the fiction. So she says, I'm a fiction person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use this a lot when you're expressing your opinion. I'm more of a fiction person. I'm more of a romance movie person. Well, I mean, I like action, but maybe I like romance too.
And what is fiction? So fiction is basically something that is imagined. It's not real.
Right. It's not true, right? So you have the two kinds. We'll see the other kind in a minute. But yeah, it's not true. The adjective form of this is fictitious. So if somebody says something fictitious, it's a lie. It's not true.
So maybe you told your boss a fictitious story about why you were late this morning.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, here, Tanya is saying she tore through every Harry Potter book in a single sitting.
Yeah, so tore through here, you can kind of thinking of just ripping right through something very quickly. So, and that's what it means, to read something very quickly.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. If it's like the pages are tearing, you tearing through it.
Okay, so we can use this for things other than reading as well. So, for example, I could say I tore through the forest.
On a bicycle, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, you might be really fast when running.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It also could be a negative thing, like if a fire tore through a house, it just moves quickly through the house on fire.
Okay, but here she's tearing through a Harry Potter book.
Mm-hmm, in a single sitting.
Yeah, so a single sitting. You can kind of think about this as maybe one day.
Yeah, like one day. I think of it just like you sit down one time and you don't stand up until you're finished.
Yeah, so you guys might be able to relate to this, let's say, when you're on the airplane.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's a single sitting, one session. And some people can read a book in like 2 hours. I can't.
Yeah, I know a few people like that.
Mm-hmm. But Josh says, I hear ya. Is he saying he can hear her, like listen to her?
No, not at all. I hear ya just means I understand. I totally get what you mean.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I can relate again.
Yeah, just a note here, though. Yeah. Yeah is you. Mm-hmm. However, it sounds a little bit more natural in this situation, actually, if you say, I hear ya.
Mm-hmm. If you say, I hear you.
Then it actually might be literal.
Yeah, like, listen, I can listen to you. But Josh says he does enjoy a sci-fi novel once in a while.
Sci-fi. So be careful of the pronunciation of this. We don't really say SF. We always say sci-fi or science fiction.
Right. It's SCI, sci-fi, a novel, a science fiction. So if you like Star Wars, that's sci-fi, or Star Trek, sci-fi.
So here he's reading sci-fi novels, though. Mm. So a novel is basically kind of like a fiction book.
Yeah, right. Can it be really short, like 20 pages?
No. So novels normally 100 pages and up.
Mm-hmm. And it should always have a story, too, right?
But most of the time, he's not really reading novels because he says, I generally read nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. So this is the opposite of fiction. Nonfiction means true.
Yeah, so nonfiction books include things like biographies, memoirs, and self-help books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And actually, that's what Tanya says she just read. She read Anne Frank's biography.
So bio, you can kind of think about this as being related to kind of life and biology. And graphy actually means writing.
Mm-hmm, exactly. The original language. So biography is a story about a person's life. Now, what's important here is that who wrote it? If it's Anne Frank's biography, did Anne Frank write it?
So no, actually. Anne Frank actually wrote the original one, but then her father went back and edited it.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in this situation, it would be a biography.
Mm-hmm, right. And if somebody wrote their own story about their own life, we call that an autobiography.
So auto just means self here.
Mm-hmm, right. So if President Barack Obama writes a story about his own life, that's an autobiography.
But Anne Frank, so this is one of the really, really popular and famous biographies, and it was on the bestseller list.
Yeah, on the bestseller list. Now, you can see this. It's a compound word. It's bestseller. So it sells a lot of books. It's like in the top 10 in the charts. Or maybe not just top 10. It could be the top 5.
But these are the ones that you frequently see in the newspapers and on the news.
Mm-hmm, like New York Times bestseller.
So a lot of these bestseller books are really riveting, and Josh here says that it was so riveting, I couldn't put it down.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he read that too. Riveting here, I like this word a lot. It just means extremely interesting.
You can also think about it as being something that's very exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so exciting that he couldn't put it down. So could he really not put it down?
No, this is not literal. It's a little bit exaggerated, but mm-hmm. It just shows that you are really, really interested in this.
Yeah, it's so much fun that you can't put it down. You just got to keep using it. It's like addictive.
Yeah, so you've got to finish it maybe in one setting.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
But this isn't the case for all books. And Tanya says some memoirs are a struggle to finish.
Right, so Tanya talks about memoirs here. And just be careful of the pronunciation. It's spelled M-E-M-O-I-R-S, but it's a French word, actually, so we say memoir.
Exactly. And memoirs, you can kind of think about it as being related to memories.
Mm.
And so it's about kind of personal knowledge about maybe your life experience.
Mm-hmm, right. It's biographical, so it's about somebody's life, but it's not really thoroughly researched. It's just kind of, yeah, like you said, memories. Maybe it's not the full life, just parts of the life. And so memoirs can sometimes not be so entertaining or interesting or riveting. They may be a struggle to finish.
Yeah, so a struggle here is something that is difficult. It's something that you have to really try hard to do. Mm. So if it's a struggle to finish, then it's hard to finish.
Yeah, you have to fight. You're fighting to finish. What kind of books are a struggle to finish?
Well, personally for me, like sometimes a biology textbook or actually physics textbooks, I said, were the worst.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of textbooks, pretty much science textbooks. I kind of like those, but they can be a struggle to finish. Now, Josh says here, yeah, lots of them aren't exactly page turners. This is kind of like the opposite of a book that's a struggle to finish, right?
Exactly. So a page turner is one of those riveting books where you keep turning the pages.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a page turner. It's like my hand is automatically like a robot turning the page every time. It's a page turner. So why don't we listen to this page turning dialogue again?
Sounds good.
Hey, Tanya, is that a paperback book you're reading?
Yeah, I like the feel of real books, and I can't stand staring at a Kindle or any e-reader.
Oh, really? I can relate, but I love having all my books with me wherever I go.
What books have you read recently?
Oh, I've got a couple self-help books and a Finance for Dummies book.
I'm more of a fiction person. I tore through every Harry Potter book in a single sitting.
I hear ya. I do enjoy a sci-fi novel once in a while, but I generally read nonfiction.
Yeah, although I just read Anne Frank's biography, because it was on the bestseller list.
Oh, I read that too. It was so riveting, I couldn't put it down.
Totally. Some memoirs are a struggle to finish.
Yeah, lots of them aren't exactly page turners.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue between Josh and Tanya. And I'm curious to know, Connor, what kind of books do you like?
Yeah, well, actually, I can really relate to Josh here. I like to have all my books on an e-reader because they're convenient. And I also like nonfiction. But what about you, Lisa?
I don't know. I think I like a little bit of a mix. I mean, I like some fiction, I like some nonfiction, and actually I go in between paperbacks and e-readers.
Yeah, I agree. I like the feel of real books. It's nice to read like a sci-fi novel as a real book, like a paperback. I enjoy that too.
Exactly. I think it also for me depends on the level of difficulty for the book. Like if I'm going to be struggling to finish it, I will probably want it in paper version.
For sure, for sure. All right, well, what about you guys? What kind of books do you like to read? Paperback, e-reader, fiction, nonfiction?
We'll be waiting to hear those responses, so let us know.
Mm-hmm. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
See you then. You already know it's too late.